אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, בהקדמת ספר הזוהר.
Reading from Zohar, the item 31, we can we'll remind you that you can download the text from the site, and relevant questions will be aired during the lesson. Item 31, the letter Chaf. At that time, the letter Chaf came down before him, over his throne. She shook and said to him, O Lord of the world, it is good for you to create the world with me, for I am your kavod, your honor. When the letter Chaf went down from his throne, 200,000 worlds were shaken, and the throne was shaken, and all the worlds shuddered and were about to fall. The Creator told her, Chaf, what are you doing here? I will not create the world with you. Return to your place, because there is klaya, destruction, ruin in you. Also, in you was it sounded, decisive destruction. Return to your chair and be there. At that time, she departed him and returned to her place. Commentary. When the Mem was negotiating with the Creator about creating the world with her, in regard to the revelation of the king's face in the world, it caused the Chaf to come down from the throne, the world of Bria. She shook and said, For I am your honor. Then 200,000 worlds extending from Chochmah and Bina de Bria, who is Kachab de Bria, shook, and the throne shook, and all the worlds from there down shuddered and were about to fall. Explanation. These arguments of the letters before the Creator to create the world with them is like raising man to receive mud from the Creator. For that level, that belongs to the quality of the letter. For the guidance of Zon that impart upon the world at the level of mud that is imparted upon that letter. The Creator's reply to each of the 22 letters of Zon is bringing down of mud and the elicitation of the light, of the level of the light, for its time, to the extent of the man that the letter raised. And when the level of the light began to show its governance in the world, the Creator's reply to that letter was sounded, since her inability to lead the world due to the gripping of the klipa on her quality was revealed, as in God has made them one opposite the other. By that, each letter departed and went to her place. This is the playing of the Creator with each of the 22 letters, by giving each room to show her governance according to his wish, until they sort out by themselves, out of their own desire, which of them is worthy of leading the world. This is why it was said that 2,000 years before he created the world, the Creator was taking and was looking and playing with them. And when the Mem began to disclose her great light in the world, she caused the Chaf to come down from the throne. This is so because there are two discernments in the throne. One, covering the king, as it is written, he made darkness his hiding place, for which it is called kiseh, from the word kisui, covering, hiding. Two, he reveals the glory of malchut in the worlds, as it is written, and on that which resembled the throne, high up, was a figure with the appearance of man. By joining the three letters, Mem Lamed Chaf, Malchut became the throne of the Melech, of the king, covering him. As it is written, he made darkness his hiding place. She rose up and became a stretched out Chaf, a clothing for the king himself, meaning that the king himself, Zeranpin, appeared through her. Also, she became a crown over the king's head. However, when the men began to disclose the light of the king's face in the world without the clothing of the Chaf, then the Chaf descended from the throne as well, halting her action of covering the king. And she too said, "It is good for you to create the world with me, for I am your kavod, I am your honor." This means that only the governance of disclosing the king's honor will govern her without any covering, as is the wish of the man. This is why he does not say that the Chaf entered before him and said, "It is good for you to create the world with me," like all other letters, since she did not awaken on her own, but with the dominance of the Mem. For the dominance of the Mem in that time brought the Chaf down from the throne in the world of Briah as well. It was said, "She shook and said to him, 'It is good for you to create the world with me.' Since upon her descent from the throne, she and 200,000 worlds that extended from Chochmah and Bina in Bria shook, as well as all the worlds from there and below. They all shuddered and were about to fall. This is so because the whole connection between upper and lower, from the top degree to the bottom, is through Malchut of the upper one, who became a Keter for the lower one. And the Chaf is the clothing of Malchut of the upper one in the lower, of the upper one in the lower one. There are three discernments in the throne. One, it is written that there are 6 degrees to the throne, which are the vak of the lower one, called Chagat Nehi. Two, the 4 legs of the throne, the mochin kachbad of the lower one. Three, malchut of the upper one, that comes down from the upper one to the lower one and dresses in it. Along malchut's way, all the lights from the upper one come and illuminate in the lower one. Therefore, upon the descent of the Chaf from the throne, the connection of Atzilut with the throne was stopped, meaning the world of Bria. It is so because the Chaf, Malchut d'Atzilut, is clothed in Kachbad de Bria and gives all her lights to the world of Bria, called the throne. And when the Chaf descends from there, the connection with Atzilut is cancelled, and the Chaf shakes, since her power to bestow upon Bria has stopped. Thus, 200,000 worlds, which are Chochmah and Bina, that include Kachbad de Bria, shook, and all the worlds shuddered and were about to fall because they have lost all their vitality and their abundance given from the world of Atzilut. We should interpret similarly regarding the approach of the Creator, who is Bina, to Zon de Atzilut. Malchut of Bina, which dresses in Zeranpin, is the Kaf. Thus, this Chaf is the throne of the Creator, who is over Zeranpin. Since the Creator is Bina, the upper one of Zeranpin, and Zeranpin has become a throne to Bina. It follows that upon the descent of the Chaf, the connection of Bina with Zeranpin has stopped, because the Chaf is Malchut de Bina, which dresses in Zeranpin and gives all her lights to him. For this reason, she herself shook, meaning her ability to bestow upon Zeranpin has stopped. Hence, 200,000 worlds, the Mochin de Zeranpin, called Chochmah and Bina, and Kachbad, which are the 4 legs of the throne, shook, because all their abundance has stopped. Also, all the worlds which are Vak de Zeranpin, Chagat Nehi, including all the worlds below him, shuddered and were about to fall because the abundance of Bina has been lost from them. And since they were emptied from the lights of Atzilut, they shuddered and were about to fall into the separated Bia, and be ruined. This is why the Creator told her, because there is kleya, destruction, ruin in you. Also in you was it sounded, decisive destruction. Return to your chair and be there. Due to the descent of the kaf below the throne, Gad Zeran Pin shook, and all the worlds shuddered and were about to fall and be ruined. In other words, sounded decisive destruction means complete doom without any resurrection ever. Hence, you must return to the throne. It was said, at that time she departed him. He emphasizes and says, at that time, indicating that her return to her place in the throne came along with the Creator's reply to the mem, that is unbecoming of the world to be without a king. In other words, the rattling that appeared in the kaf during her descent from the throne, when all the worlds shuddered and were about to fall, and the Creator's reply to mem, that it is unbecoming of the world to be without a king, both came at the same time. In what we just read, there was a verse or something that the connection with Atzilut was disconnected. What does that mean, emotionally wise?
It's as though the connection with Atzilut can be cancelled because, what does it mean? On behalf of the light, it's as though it can't. But on behalf of the vessels, the moment they begin to receive what they don't deserve, there is a disconnection from the restriction of from the first restriction. If the upper light will now come to me, let's say in a certain form. So what happens? Immediately, if the upper light is revealed, there'll be the department of the light. There'll be darkness and proximity. In such a way, the worlds cannot be governed. If the letter Chaf will be revealed as the letter leading the corrections, then the world cannot advance the correction. Because it will cause the opening of the lights towards the uncorrected vessels. And then, because also she's related, she's tied to the letter Mem. Mem is Zat of Bina. Chaf is Malchut of Bina. And then it turns out that the lower ones will be revealed to what they mustn't. That will cause them death instead of upliftment. To raise the lower one, you can do so by giving him blows, sufferings, that he'll begin to want to do so. Well, it depends what sufferings, of course, but sufferings that are directed towards the goal, they are called sufferings of love. There is suffering which is the path of suffering. There a person is stricken until he'll become wise. And here, these are blows that soften the flesh. Okay, and if I'm searching and I can't find, and I, as a result, I have sufferings. These are sufferings of love, meaning that the light begins to shine, but this light is concealed. And then, as a result, I get this passion. And these are sufferings of love. I know. And then I know that it's gradual, but I'll be able to cling to it, to adhere, but still I don't have it yet. So I know how these two lights are playing in me, that in the middle, there should be no pause, and the letter Kaf, which will be revealed, will shine directly to the lower ones, and it will stop them from the source. And all of these lights that are in Zat and Bina, in Mem, they are a true danger for the lower ones. It can cause, what does it mean when it says all the worlds were were shocked, were shattered, that there are no corrections, worlds meaning concealments, that all of these concealments, all of these degrees, which were now created after the shattering of the vessels in the world of Abia, they are entirely be annulled. It's even hard to describe it. I don't know how you can... If the world of Atzilut now causes light to the worlds Bia, the Purda, then the worlds of Bia and Purda, they receive light. They already fall not to the actual Klipa. Klipa is what guards the fruit. When you understand where it comes from and why, it corrects man in all of its lodishma that he advances and so on, like us. But he'll fall to a state that he will have no ability to get up from it. And Atzilut will be annulled. I don't know, it doesn't say about that in any place. That's how you can depict what will be.
So what's the condition to re-establish the connection to Atzilut?
To have systems that will not allow lower ones to draw the light from above to below, but only from below to above, to the extent they are included in from Bia in Atzilut. That's the whole thing. So in short, the letter Chaf has to remain as a kiseh, a chair. But other than that, kisui, a covering. But besides, it can't be as malchut of the upper one. It's dangerous. Yes, Mayor.
We're always talking about self-annulment, about myself, me. And you also spoke in the previous lesson that the place of the passing is once you annul yourself and move to another side, to the other side.
Diffusion. So, when you go through a wall, in short, you remain here, but something from you penetrates the wall. That's how it is.
I understand. But we always mention the word I. Once I mention the word I no longer have the ability to lose myself, because it's me.
I'm not going to start philosophizing with you. What is your question?
How do I come to this topic that we also read about in the article, that we're losing ourselves? How do I come to this step? Because every time I find myself immersed in my desire to receive, that I'm the one who wants that.
Try to lose yourself inside the friends. You. Yes, you can. You can? Think about it, that you have to completely melt, disappear in them. Not to be, on everyone, in control and so on. Not interconnected in a way that's like control. But whatever emotion they have, whatever thoughts, whatever decisions they have, whatever they have, that is now penetrating me and it is taking control over me instead of my own thoughts, desires, understandings, and everything else that was in me is erased.
But it's still within me.
No, it's already not in you. There's no difference anymore between you and between them.
Because if it's all with respect to me, I always remain existent.
No one says you don't have to remain existing. You have to be in a way, not as you are now, a piece of ego, but that you are included in everyone.
So what is this last self that remains?
Only that same point, that reshimo, that brings you to be included in the others.
Where was it created from?
It is the root of the soul. Yes. He writes here in the article that these amusements of the Creator with every letter from the 22 letters, out of letting room for each and every letter to reveal its dominion as it wishes, until they will be able to clarify it of their own desire, who will be led by whom the world will be led.
Yes, because the Creator wants all the discernments in man to be implemented in everyone, and no one will disturb the other, and each one completes all the rest. And then, in such a way, in this mutual, reciprocal manner, they construct the kli from the 22 letters, and Mantzipach
is it connected to our scrutinies in a group of 10, or scrutinizing things in life?
Of course. It says nothing what was created redundantly. And so on. So it's written. Therefore, how should I say? Well, therefore, you've read a thousand things, these things, that a person has no tendency for no reason, and we mustn't ruin these tendencies. Each one must have the opportunity to express only in order to bestow. That's what a person is limited in, to do actions only in order to bestow. But what actions and from what qualities? Whatever he has in him. You're not limited in any way other than the intention. Yes.
Well, I'm asking, when we clarify something, want to take a decision in the group of 10 or in our integral life, then we should also do it this way. We should let all the powers to rise up and to clarify naturally what's correct.
Yes, but you need to understand what you have now, what I have in me now, I cannot implement. I have a thousand thoughts and desires and actions and ideas and thousands of these. I try to do something with it in my life, but I don't succeed. I'm unable to do so. If I begin to work with the others, to be included in the others, then I can realize myself entirely, all of my abilities. It's as if the upper nine, if I acquire them through the connection with the others, then my malchut is included. Includes everyone, and I can realize it completely, 100%. The difference between man and ape is that man has the ability to connect to others, and in his ability to connect to others, he can applicate, he can realize all of his qualities, all of his abilities, only because he has this connection to the others. Because if I don't connect, it's incorporeality, it's similar to some extent. In spirituality, it's complete. If I don't connect to the others, no spiritual quality could be realized. It's as if I remain blocked. I have many things, but I'm incapable of doing anything with them. And then I just break into all these nonsense in the world. Different technology, different wars, different events, and so on. Because I have so many urges, but I can't realize them in my thin world. But if we would begin to include in one another, then we could implement this. We would have the area, we would have the kli, each one would be included from everyone else. Each one would have the ability to express himself, and no one disturbs that because each one has his own world. It's like these many, many slices, layers, that all together, they form a sphere. Yes? So why is this process called games? Because it's like a game, why not? If you realize it yourself through the group with adhesion to the Creator, that you actually realize life, you feel that you're doing something that is eternal, that is whole, that ties you through all of reality with the Creator, meaning you have this place where you are together in profit, in, I don't know how to say. Okay. Go on. With respect to the request, you said there are many desires, many lacks. You said there are many things simultaneously. Rav says, yes, in each one. Yeah, and they change from moment to moment, right? Every moment I move from one state to the next. How can you build a request? I know that if I have to ask for something that is wrong with me, about my relation towards the friends, now that's something that I can do, but something that also is changing and also is multicolored. What changes? Rav says. So it changes my attitude towards the friends. I can be with Niv for one day, for one moment, to sit with him, and in the next moment it's the other way around. So it's as if to construct this over and over again, and each time differently.
It says, for the sake of my brethren and friends, I don't need to think about how I relate to them. Rather, I have to think about, well, and then I always have criticism and so forth, and I can't be in this more than half an hour a day, and that's only on the condition that I'm all the rest of the time in positivity. I'm always thinking about for their sake, of my brethren and friends, and I want to be in joyfulness. So what you're telling me about is actually a wrong attitude.
In what part of the system?
What?
In what part of the system is this article, this parade of letters and all these calculations?
In what part of the system? He's telling you that it's Malchut of Bina, the letter Chaf. The Zat of Bina is the letter Mem.
We've said it's like this, we're doing this thought experiment that if the world would be created like this and this, and if we would create with that and that, then it won't work out.
What is trying to show you here is why specifically in none of the qualities that are found between Keter and Malchut you can't build, create anything. And only in this specific quality or leading with it, you can reach the final correction.
We're not alone. You might start with a letter.
No, the beginning as well is can't be otherwise. Also, in general, how could it be that the letter Chaf, just think about it, how can it lead to correction if it's a constant cover? You can't have cover all the time. You need revelation.
But this is a calculation that...
So the Malchut of the upper one becomes the Keter of the lower one. So there's two opposite things here. How do you use this kind of quality?
Trying to ask more in general about all the letters that since we started this article, not necessarily about the letter Kaf.
In every letter, there's a flaw in that it can't include the complete connection between the upper one and the lower one. All the different forces and the program that the lower one can use to connect to the upper one and achieve correction. There's no such thing. So to begin with, you can say, of course not, because these are letters. They're only fragments of the Pratsuf. In every Pratsuf, there's 22 letters. And, of course, the five ending letters, Manzapach, underneath. So how can we even discuss the letters? So we're talking about the ability that we have to approach adhesion, but using what letter? soon it will be clarified. And other than that, I also think that we should reread this item. And let's move on to the next part.
העולם נברא לטיב לנבראים כדי שירגישו את עצמם מאושרים אך הטוב והעונג אינם מורגשים כי הבורא הוא משפיע והם מקבלים בשורש למעלה אין קבלה לכן באדם מורגשת בושה וזו הסיבה שנוצרה הסתרה כדי לפתח בליבנו יראה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה ללמוד איך לעלות במעלות האדם ולהגיע למטרה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה השפעה לבורא מטרה עליונה אך מקודם דרושה אהבת החברה לבטל את עצמנו להיכנס בסביבה ובכך להשיג השתוות הצורה וגם אם הדרך היא עוד ארוכה אך יש בכוחנו לתת יגיעה להגדיל את הרצון להגדיל כוונה עד שבינינו תשרה השכינה אנחנו